Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Anyway, Paulette's with me today. Lovely blessing of God. And a wonderful woman of God as well. I'll speak to that. Just before we get started, I just want to do a little quick advertisement because I consider this an extension of ministry. When I've gone, I've seen how some of these books have helped people. And since there are a lot of hands that went up that weren't here before when I've been here, I want to highlight these real quick. Like, these two books are lessons from Bible characters, more lessons from Bible characters. Actually, the first two books I did. I've got 8 books in print. But these are easy lessons for living. You want to be a wise man? You want to be a wise woman? You take the word of God, you put it in your heart, and you do it. That's wisdom personified, period. When you do God's word. Anyway, I actually gave both of these books to President Hamid Karzai in Afghanistan and in the presidential palace in Kabul. He's had plenty of time to read them. He told me he would. Anyway, they're in English, but I have them in Spanish as well. If you have any Spanish-speaking friends you want to share the word with, Christmas coming up. These make excellent gifts. Sharing the word of God. Pushing Against Darkness, my latest book. Editorials on morality and ethics, Christianity, Islam, nature, political affairs, news media, globalism, policies, national cover-ups, military, United Nations, Israel, and miscellaneous commentaries. If you are politically correct, don't get this book. You won't like it. I say that, church, what's more important, truth or sincerity? Absolutely, you can be sincerely wrong and go straight to hell. We had in Somalia, in Mogadishu, at the entrance of the airport, I remember this time when I was there, and because I was right near the front, we had a building. It felt like a mortar or a projectile of some nature landed on top of our roof. It was so loud. The explosion was so big. You had 2 vehicles with suicide bombers. Mogadishu is one dangerous place. And they were trying to get through the entrance. They couldn't get through the entrance. The vehicles were stopped, so they got off the vehicles, went in, blew themselves up, detonated themselves. They were sincere, sincerely wrong. So you can be sincere, but truth is what sets you free now and in the future. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. But I want you to also make a note, church, and those watching right now, take note of that commitment, of that particular situation. They were committed in what they were believing. Praise God. We as Christians should be that committed more because we've got the truth. Amen. God's word, bulletproof, subtitle 9, prophetic fulfillment, archaeological evidence, science, and common sense reasoning, prove the Bible. I wanted a book that I could personalize with a lot of my travels. I've lived in the Middle East. I've traveled extensively in the Middle East. And I coupled it with a lot of my experiences. And I want to have a layman's version of something I could put in somebody's hand. Am I still cutting out? Am I okay? That's it. That must be it. I thought maybe the key. Let's do this. Anyway, the bulletproof book, if you have, it's a layman's version of somebody who has the question, is God real? And they have a sincere question. Is it better? Is God real? And that's they might ask that question in a sincere manner. If you look at that book, they should come to the right conclusion as they read the book. It basically proves that the Bible is real in a simplistic, common sense way. Stand up for God, biblical principles learned in a military career, has a Navy SEAL trident. If you have somebody in the military, somebody trying to live for God, this is an excellent book, if they're a Christian, to put in their hands. Supernatural testimonies, people in dire situations didn't know which way to turn. They found Jesus was the way, not a way. We're doing better, Daniel? All right. Testimonies of ex-Muslims. If you don't know much about Islam, the introduction will give you a good summary. These are testimonies of Muslims who became Christians, and they'll tell you reasons why. Jesus is appearing to many people in Iran today and other places, letting them know the truth. He's always interested in sincere hearts. So that's on the table. I think I went through that, and I've got this one here. You won't find many books like this in a Christian bookstore or a unique book, Walking with God, a Daily Devotional. You get basically in about 8 stanzas in a poetic presentation of a sermon for each day of the year. And when you look at it, you'll see what I'm talking about. And I think, Emily, I think I gave you this a copy before, Watchman Decrees. If you're not praying for America, I've got some sample copies over here. I think Emily made copies in the church for you guys to have copies. But if you haven't had one of these, I even prayed it this morning. I'm encouraging you to pray for America. And they're on the table. They're available there too. I've got that for you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So let me now get in a little bit, since a number of people haven't been exposed to our ministry before, my background. So I'll just give you a little bit of background in reference to myself. I think Shalita asked me a question or two about my background, Navy SEAL background, but I'll go through that. I did 22 years in the Navy, Special Warfare Designator. I retired as a Navy commander. Former Navy SEAL, I was assigned to SEAL Team 2, SEAL Team 3, SEAL Team 5, other Special Warfare commands. I have lived for certain periods of time in Egypt, Jordan, Israel, Panama, South Korea, Liberia, Sudan, Somalia. The whole year 2007, I lived in the Sinai. I believe I can tell you where Moses and the Israelites crossed the Red Sea. And Afghanistan on two different assignments, besides serving in numerous other countries in the world. We did a lot of exciting things, made a lot of parachute jumps. I've jumped over 15,000 feet. I've jumped static line. I've jumped free fall, where you pull the ripcord. I've worked with demolitions in water and on land. I've done dives in the ocean, daytime, nighttime. We did a lot of exciting things. I'm not pointing to me in that venue to point to me, not at all. Because everyone in here, in your own venue of life, you've done something exciting. But I hope you can say this like I can say this right now. The most exciting thing I did in my life was when I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and it has not changed. I say that in earnestness. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So let us bow our heads. We'll get into the message here shortly. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're gathered here today. We're looking to you to have right away. We acknowledge your presence here today, dear God. We're looking for you to touch hearts, for your honor, your glory. And anything I speak today, let it be from your heart and from your voice. It's about you, Jesus, and I yield to you, and I'm asking you to touch each heart with what you want them to receive and go away from, as well as people watching online. And I'm praising you for it in the name of Jesus. Now, really, before I get into my message, I'd like to do this because there's a feeling today in Christianity has got to get a revelation of what the church is. A lot of people need to acknowledge that the church has been influenced by the culture in great ways. But what we need to do as a church is we've got to reverse that and influence the culture. During the COVID time frame, I know I pondered this, and I know the scripture, Revelation 1:6, that's not on the screen. God has made us kings and priests unto his God and Father. And as I pondered this during the COVID time frame, the period, I realized I've been made a priest. I can still go to the throne of God. I can intercede for Danny over here, who needs a good job, or somebody else with a request. I can come humbly but boldly before the throne of God and take that request to God under my priestly hat. But what do I do as a king? As a king, I have dominion. As a king, I have purview over the area that I control. I have dominion. And I think about the words from God. He said, occupy till I come. And I couple that, if I've already been made, a king, I need to act like it. The church has got to be acting more like what he's already made us to be. Amen. Those disciples turned the world upside down. They went into the marketplace and things happened. Amen. It's not just before the four walls or sitting in our house only. Anywhere we go, 24/7, we should be active for his kingdom and what he has us to do. I came to realize during that time period, the COVID time frame, as I pondered religion, but prepares man to leave the earth, but the kingdom empowers man to dominate. Amen. So many times they want to take Christians and push you into a corner. Well, you say something about God, you can, but if you say something about Jesus, you're a fanatic. I'm sorry, a fanatic is somebody who loves Jesus more than you do. If you're not getting flaky, you can't love God enough. I can't love God enough. No, what happens is we could take 100 people and 99 could come in here into this room, and they could be unbelievers. Then I'm going to bring the 100th person in who's a believer. When that man comes in, the dynamic should change. Amen. You take the Spirit of God, and these others need what you've got. Amen. We're not to be intimidated by men's faces. God said, occupy till I come. In a military term, when I occupy, I control that area. And God wants us to control and influence every phase of society. Every phase of society, government included. And yes, he's concerned about elections. The separation of church and state doctrine is not in the Constitution. It don't exist.
Amen.
That's a sermon in itself. I'm not on that today, though. Religion focuses in on heaven. The kingdom focuses in on earth. Religion wants to escape the earth, but the kingdom seeks to bring heaven to earth. Occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. I'll take care of the rest. You just go forth and get my gospel out. You touch lives because lives matter to me. Jesus didn't just die for nothing. He died. He gave us all so that we could have everlasting life, and he wants others to avail themselves of that as well. So you see, God's original purpose was to establish a manifestation of his heavenly kingdom on earth without coming to earth himself. Man was to rule and implement. Dominion! Adam, name those animals! Adam! Until he sold out to the devil. No, no, no. God wants us to operate with that mentality. So in that vein, since I mentioned prayer for America before I get into my message, I haven't got there yet, I'm getting there, but we're going to pray for America. We want to put 1,000 in flight, two will put 10,000 in flight. I encourage people to pray for America on a regular basis. That's why I have this sheet here. That's why Emily put it out and Pastor Kevin put it out in reference to encourage people to pray. So I'm going to pray, and I just want you to agree, because we're influencing our culture, and prayer is one means to do this. It's very important. If Christians don't pray for America, then who is?
Amen.
Let me tell you who's going to determine the future of America. Christians are. The church. You are determining the future of America, because if you don't pray, the heathen won't.
Amen.
So just agree with me if you will, please. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come together today, we're lifting up the United States of America. We're asking for your will and purposes to come forward and go forth in this land in a mighty way. We're asking for righteousness to come forth, dear God. We're asking for any secular touch systems that does not honor you to be touched by heaven, to bring it into alignment with your will and purposes. Help us to get into alignment into the destiny that you still want us to accomplish for your kingdom. Help us, dear Father, from the north to the east, to the south, to the west, be about your business as Christians, living as your ambassadors. We ask you to expose the corruption and bring justice. We're asking for the placement of the righteous men and women into office to help lead this nation and take out unrighteous that we refuse to change. We're asking, dear God, for a mighty outpouring of your Holy Spirit with signs, miracles, healings, and wonders to touch this nation and reclaim this land for the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray all this in agreement, Father, in the witnesses of your angels, in the witness of any being that is listening right now, in the name of Jesus. We decree America is saved. We decree that America will accomplish God's will and purposes, and we decree that Satan, you will not have this land. We bind your efforts, and we claim this land again unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. That is not my message. Now we're going to get into the message. I want to highlight in reference to John Wesley. He stated, I believe that God can open the eyes of the blind, cause the lame to walk, and the deaf to hear. If men will have faith in God, stand on the word of God, and pray according to the faith that God hath given them, God will do the things that he said he would, because he is a never-changing God. Thank you, Jesus. Receive your healing. That's the message title today for what I'm going to share. God has it on my heart, and I believe God's touching hearts today. And as you watch online today, just hook in to what we're saying and what we're speaking today. Listen, and you apply it to yourselves as well. So a solid foundation, praise God. Well, first I should say Hebrews 13:8. Do we have that up there? Did I put that up? Yeah, we do. I got to get first scripture. Daniel's helping me here get the scriptures on the screen. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let that settle in. We know he's the same today as he was before and never shall be. Now, if Jesus don't change, we know again and again and again and again and again and again. He was filled with compassion, and when people were brought to him, the healings that would just keep coming and coming and coming. He hasn't changed. Let me make it very clear. If you have this mentality that there's something bad in God, get it out. Amen. I'm going to make theology very clear. There's nothing bad in God. There's nothing good in the devil. Don't confuse the two, and you can keep your theology right. God's a good God, and he only wants good in your life. Amen. Now, he may use things that oppress you at times to bring things out in a way, but he is the one who is doing the good. God's getting a bum rap for a lot of things today he has nothing to deal with. Amen. And that people blame it on God. It's not God. No. There's an enemy. Make sure you know who the two are in differences. Praise God. So as we proceed today, what I believe God wants to do, I'm going to lay a solid foundation with some scriptures. Anything I say, if I can't back it up with scripture, I'm not worth listening to. So I'm going to give you scripture to back up what I'm sharing today in Psalms 103, 2 through 3. All right, praise God. Daniel's helping me here. Blessed the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Emily, what does all mean?
All.
All means all. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. That's the word. That's the word. So we're going to develop these scriptures as we proceed. Next scripture, Matthew 8, 16 through 17. Praise you, Jesus. We got that up there. When the evening were come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. Alex, what does all mean?
All
means all. Healed all that were sick, and we already know that Jesus don't change. He's the same as he was now, and ever will be, was before. He healed all that were sick. That was fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah, saying himself, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. When he went to that cross, the stripes he bore, he did it for our sicknesses. Amen. You need to understand, it was a twofold thing in reference to what was going on then. He went to the cross, he was crucified, and we had salvation. But when he took those stripes, he took our sicknesses as well.
Yes.
Amen. It's included. But understand, he took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. That's what it says in Scripture. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the next Scripture, Isaiah 53, 5. I'm just building a case. Praise God. We've got Scripture to stand on. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will stand forever.
Amen.
When I hear that Scripture, that means God says, I'm going to honor my word.
Amen.
I'm going to honor my word. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. If we are healed, that's like past tense. We were. We're not going to be. We are healed.
Yeah.
It's now. Healing is now. Today is your day. Praise you, Jesus. This is what the scripture is reading here. 1 Peter 2:24. Praise you, Jesus. There's what I just highlighted. On the cross, and then also by his stripes, who on himself bare our sins, in his own body on the tree, we receive salvation. But that we being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Grouped together again. Okay? By your stripes ye were healed. Mary, is past tense? Is past tense were?
Mm-hmm.
It's were. We were healed. Not gonna be. We were healed. Make it personal. We were healed. Past tense. It's a done deal. Twofold. The next scripture, Jeremiah 17, 14. I think it's interesting. I wanted to use this scripture. It says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. You notice that salvation and healing are grouped together in that, and thou art my praise. They're being grouped together again. Sometimes people have had a hard time maybe receiving healing. They can easily receive the salvation after God receives it or touches their hearts. They receive it in his heart. But then they need to couple this. God wants people healed and healthy. The devil wants to come to kill, steal, and destroy. God came that you could have life.
Amen.
Now, there's different reasons, and we're going to go over some things what can maybe impede some healing sometimes. But I'm just reading the scripture. You see it for yourself. Redeemed from the curse of the law, Galatians 3:13. So what does it mean in our New Testament covenant? Spiritual darkness, sickness and disease, poverty and lack is things I'm going to cover. But we're redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm going to step to the side here, Daniel. We'll get to the scriptures again. But let me just illustrate this momentarily. Galatians 3:13 in the New Testament says we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. A lot of Christians today don't know what they've been redeemed from. Some Christians say, I've been redeemed, man. I'm redeemed. Well, what does that mean? What you've been redeemed from? Galatians 3:13 says you've been redeemed from the curse of the law through what Jesus did for you. So let me go back because I've read my Bible. I know in Deuteronomy 28 what the law says. In Deuteronomy 28 it says if you follow God, you'll be blessed with these blessings. If you don't follow God and you follow the idols, then you have this curse. But Galatians 3:13 says I've been redeemed from that curse. Now the Israelites, if they follow the idols, you had spiritual darkness, you had poverty and lack, sickness and disease. I fast forward to the new covenant. What Jesus did for me, he redeemed me from that. In return, he gave me spiritual life and light. And he gave me prosperity to meet my needs. And then he gave me health for my body. He's redeemed me from sickness and disease. That's what I'm trying to convey to you. That's what the scripture says. I'm just reading the word. Does Jesus lie or does he tell the truth? If he tells the truth, then we need just to receive it like a young child. I receive that. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. That means I have spiritual life, prosperity to meet my needs. I have something to stand on here and health for my body. Now remember, you have someone who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's going to oppress you. He doesn't want you to receive that and believe in your heart. But that's what the word says. Let's go to the next scripture, John 14:12-14. All right? We got that up there. As you read, verily, verily, I say to you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that I will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now, look at this, folks. John 14:14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Do we believe what we believe? Do we believe what we believe? That's what the word says. That's Jesus talking to us. Those are his words. And he says, I will honor my word. Mark 16:17-18. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. We have any believers here?
Amen.
Okay, this is being told to us. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Further in that passage, it says, and the Lord will confirm with signs following. You just pray and let God do the work. You're not the healer anyway, but you do what he said. He does the activity through you. But I want you to see that again. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's the Christians, those that serve him. That's what the word says. There's some people in here today, you've been heavy-hearted. I'm getting a sense of that. But you just put that aside. You just give it to God and let him minister to your hearts today. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So if Jesus is the same today as he was yesterday, how did some of these people, when he walked the earth in bodily form, get healed? If it worked for them and he's the same today, it should work for us, right? So I'm going to parallel a couple instances that we're going to see certain things that these people did and how they walked away with their healing. Follow me? So bear with me as we develop a couple samples here. And there are others. This is just a couple I'm drawing out today to highlight. The lady with the issue of blood. Let's look at Mark 5:25-34. All right? You can read it on the screen there. And I'm going to read through it. And Daniel's going to follow with me on the verses. from Mark 5. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things and many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind him and touched his garment. For she said, if I touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue, power, had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that it was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now I'm going to go over some key points in this healing, the process that transpired. But I want you to know this lady touched his garment, and he said virtue, meaning power had gone out of him. Jesus recognized it. There's healing power. The Holy Spirit is prevalent throughout the world. God is present throughout the world. The power supply is always available, but her faith plugged in. And because of that, it drew it out. It's available here today in Corinth Church, in Brownsburg. It's available in Australia. It's available in England. It's available in California, wherever you go, around the earth. God's power is always available, but you need the faith to draw it out. And we're going to develop this as we proceed. So I want to hit some key points about her. In Mark 5, 28, she said, from what was shown there, for she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. She said that because somebody had shared the gospel with her, and she heard. She knew if she got to Jesus, she'd get her healing. Amen. So things are being stirred already. But it takes action. Yes. And she said, well, Jesus will heal me sometime. I'll just pray. No, she took action. I'm going to Jesus to get my healing. I'm getting my healing today. It's mine. He did it for others. He'll do it for me. Amen. Mark 5, 27, she did it. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Boom. Mark 5, 29, it says, she received her healing, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She received it. She said it. She did it by taking action. She received it. She received it. And we're going to apply some of these things as we proceed. And Mark 5, 33, she told it. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And what did Jesus do? In Mark 5, 34, he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. People, and some today, in some circles, say, well, healing's been done away with. And God will do it for some, maybe not for others, and whatever he feels and so forth. Has faith been done away with? If faith has not been done away with, then healing has not been done away with. Amen. Because if faith has been done away with, you can't be saved. Amen. But he said here, thy faith has made thee whole. If her faith made her whole, healed her, your faith will do the same for you. Amen. Because God is not a respecter of persons. Amen. Let's use another example, the lady with issue of blood, but I'm going to go to Bartimaeus. I'm going to go to Mark 10, 46 through 52. We got that one up? Okay. Thank you, Daniel. You're doing a good job. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, Jesus, a great number of people, and the blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat at the highway side begging. And when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Why do you think Jesus turned when Bartimaeus said, son of David? He was letting Jesus know, I recognize you as the Messiah. Yes. I've heard of what you do. I've heard of the healings you've done, and I'm not letting you pass by. I'm going to go to Jesus. I'm getting my healing. No, Bartimaeus, sit down, Bartimaeus. Sit down. No, I won't sit down. I'm going to get my healing. He did it. He was going after it. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And you recognize Jesus as the Messiah? He did. It got Jesus' attention. And he said, casting away his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said to him, what wilt thou I should do unto thee? The blind man saith unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Let's go over some key points in what we saw in the lady of the issue of blood. Again, if we can do it, like these people got healed this process, then we can apply that process here today in similar manner because we know it's for us today. In Mark 10:47, he said, when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I'm going to go to Jesus. I'm going to get my healing. I'm not going to just hear and say, pray, Jesus, I hope you'll heal me. No, he's going to Jesus. There's action to his faith. He's showing action. I'm going there. I'm taking. I'm going to go to the Lord. And when you go to the Lord and you use his word, you're going to the Lord because Jesus and the word are one. Yes. And we go to the word to stand on. Okay. Don't do this. I'm not sacrilegious here, but I'm going to do this to make a point. I'm going to put my Bible here. Remember, I have reverence for the word, but I'm going to stand on my Bible. Okay? Scriptures I stood on, right? I'm highlighting scriptures here. I'm not going by appearances. I'm not going by emotions. I'm going by the Word of God. I'm standing on the Word of God in my spirit like I'm showing you right now. That's what we got to do. When the wind blows and it goes this way or goes that way, we don't go with the wind. We go with the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? What does the Word of God? That's my solid foundation. Emotions, I'm not going to go by. Appearances, I'm not going to go by. God said it, he'll do it. He said it. So, where were we at? Mark 10:48. He did it. He got to Jesus. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more out a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still, commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. We saw that. He was having action. He's not gonna be refused. He knew that Jesus would honor his word, and he was going to Jesus like the lady with the issue of blood. I'm getting to him. I'm going to him. And she was unclean in that society. It took her some action to do that. People would have frowned on her doing what she did. But she knew she had to get to Jesus, and we can get to Jesus today because he's here. We've already acknowledged his presence here today. All right? And Jesus said to him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And Mark 10:52, surely he told it. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Key points in these healings, both of them. They said it, I'm going to go to Jesus and get my healing. I'm going to take it. I'm going to have it today. I'm going to do it. Faith is released through action. Don't just sit there and say, well, I'll pray he'll heal me sometime. No. I take it now, Bartimaeus. You're not going to say sometime. Today's my day. Bartimaeus is saying, today's my day. Lady with your blood, today's my day. I'm going to go touch his garment. And we today can go and touch his garment with his word. His word, because he will honor his word. Praise God. Praise God. Say it, do it, and then receive it like a child. I receive it, Lord. I take you at your word. I receive it. I believe I have received. Thank you, Jesus. Some of the things I say, that reminds me. When I'm at the altar, and I've prayed for a number of people over time, I have people at the altar, you know, I might ask them, when you eat an apple, do you tell your stomach to digest the apple? Orange, do you say, stomach, digest that orange? It doesn't. You don't do it because your stomach does it automatically. And when we say we agree with God's word, I believe I receive my healing, you're agreeing with God's word and things in the spiritual realm start to happen automatically. That's what I wanted to highlight to you on that point. Praise you, Jesus. But say it, do it, receive it, tell it. And for those who want healing today, please stand up. If you're here for healing today, please stand up. You want a healing in your body. Praise you, Jesus. Who's on the keyboard? Oh, no, that's Daniel. Who? Anybody else on the keyboard? Anybody else do the keyboard or not? Alex, can we have just some low-key music in the background? Okay. Praise you, Jesus. Some low-key, just low-key, soft. Okay, praise you, Jesus. All right. Now, I said, if you need healing today, to stand up. But Bartimaeus and the lady with issue of blood said, I'll go forth. So the altar is open. What are you going to do? Jesus is at the altar. What are you going to do? As you're led, I want you to be proactive. You're initiating the action. You're coming on your own accord. I'm not asking you to come unless you're coming on your own accord. Just line up across the line here. Just line up across the line. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I'm going to try to make this sailor-proof today in some ways. Because little fives spore the vine. Okay? And as you're, just line up. Okay? Praise God. But we're going to pray. And Jesus is here. I want you to acknowledge that again. Jesus is here. Jesus, you're here. I believe there are angels of healing here today to minister to people. Jesus is here. He's the healer. I'm not, but he is. Okay? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to pray for people today. But before they do that, I want you to hear my voice. I told you, the little foxes spoke wise. Some things can impede the healing process. Okay? So I'm going to have you, one of the things, I've seen this again in people's lives. I think of a lady I prayed for some time ago. I had her at the line. I'm going to just take a little bit of time momentarily for a teaching point. She was down. I said, what do you want, ma'am? What are you here for? I need healing in my body. And I said to her, I had a nudge. Do you have any forgiveness towards somebody? She says, yeah, I do. And it was so hard for her to forgive. It was like turning off on a faucet. And her eyes just started tearing up and was like streams of tears just flowed down her face. You don't know what they did to me. God knows. It's really healing. The forgiveness is for you. It sets the path to inner healing. Okay? And she forgave. And then I see her back after we went down further in the prayer line. She's in the back. Big smile on her face. So great. You don't have to have surgery. And God just touched your body. Receive your healing. So there are things that don't impede. That's just one. So I'm going to ask everybody up here to pray. Now, maybe this don't pertain to you, but I want you to pray it anyway with me, okay? I'm trying to eliminate some of these little foxes that sometimes people don't understand that could be impeding their prayer process. Because what happens is God can deal with things sovereignly. He has. Just he expects more of Christians who are exposed to his word. Follow me? We have a lot of Christians here today. And if you're not a Christian, you need to be before you leave here today. And we'll extend that to you and watching online. And as we pray today online, I need you to partake of this as well if you need a healing in your body. Knees are coming to my heart right now. You're watching online. There's people with knee problems. You touch your knees. You touch your knees when we pray for the people that are watching online with knee problems. And any other problem you have, whatever it is, it's not too great for Jesus. No matter what it is, it's nothing for the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He hung me as a star on nothing. So I want you to repeat after me, everybody up here, please. Repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, forgive me for any unforgiveness towards, now, internally between you and God, whoever you have any ought, if you have any unforgiveness or bitterness toward, forgive right now. This is not optional, it's a directive, really. This will impede your prayer life more than you can count to three. You just, right now, you just say, forgive me, and you just internally say, if you have to get right with God and forgive somebody that you have a little ought toward, do it now. Do it now. Give it to God. Give it to God. Okay. Forgive. Oh, yeah. I get to it. Now, Father God, I have forgiven them. I need you, please repeat with me. Bear with me. There's a reason I'm doing this. I've forgiven them, Lord. I ask that you would bless them. Now, if you have to make reconciliation, you can make that gesture later on. Some people might be past and you can't, and might not be available now. But you should make an attempt for reconciliation. But I'm going to proceed now. I bless them, Lord. Now forgive me of my unforgiveness towards myself. I release it. Forgive me. I give it to you. I repent. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, forgive me for any prior actions where I've not walked in love toward others. I repent. Wash me clean. Father God, in the name of Jesus, forgive me when I prayed for my healing in the past in unbelief, doubt, and or fear. I repent. Wash me clean. I confess today that I am gone coming on my own free will and initiative, going to the altar to receive my healing. You said to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. When hands are laid on me today, I receive my healing. Like the lady with the issue of blood and Bartimaeus, I'm coming to receive my healing today. And by me coming to the altar, I'm showing action, releasing my faith to receive my healing. Now today, Jesus, I receive you as my healer. Thank you for being my healer. Now when I pray for you, I want you to immediately lift up your hands and praise and thank God for healing you. Paulette, you come on up here too. Okay. 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 And if she prayed, or I pray for you, I want you to immediately lift up your hands and to say, thank you, Jesus, for healing me. I believe I receive my healing. You just start praising God immediately. Don't think twice. I pray for you. Just lift up your hands. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I'm going to go down, and immediately you start lifting up your hands. When I touch you, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You've said it. I'll go get my healing today. Remember, you're acting on your own accord. You're doing it by your coming up here. You're showing action. Bartimaeus, you went to Jesus. You're not going to hold me back. You come for your healing. All right? You received it. You receive it. Like a young child, just receive it. Doubt, fear, and unbelief are not accepted here. Foul spirits to rob you healing. And then we're going to tell it. You're going to give testimony. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Sir, what are you here for? Okay? You're showing. What's that? Show?
Thank you. Spirit of God.